on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're chatting today with Tina Rockhold, Development Director from the Mercy Community Health Foundation. Of course, Mercy supports the Ascension Via Christi Hospital. And normally this time of year, we'll be hosting their Mercy Crystal Gala. They are doing instead the Mercy No Gala Gala, a 10-day online charity fundraiser happening February 18th through the 28th. And that's so vitally important to give here this time of year, because we mentioned, obviously, last year they were able to purchase that cath lab. A big piece of equipment that's doing great work at Ascension Via Christi. We're going to talk maybe about some of the possible scenarios of how your contributions to the foundation will be utilized. We were talking during the break, you know, if I give $100 because of the Manhattan Foundation, that's automatically a $200 donation and a big help. And, you know, something like that could go a long way. I see here $500 would equal 1 week's supply of N95 masks for hospital staff.
That's right. You know, it's amazing. I think we all know that the use of PPE and other essential equipment has exploded in the last year. But as you mentioned, Brandon, just $500 a week to just supply N95 masks for our hospital staff. Another one that many people might not even think of is, of course, isolation gowns are very important in this current situation. And it costs $5,000 per week for isolation gowns for our Ascension Via Christi staff as well. Yes, the hospital has received CARES Act money and things of that sort, but not near the amount necessary to cover a lot of these other essential needs. As I mentioned earlier in the program, or perhaps if you just tapped into our conversation, the Mercy Community Health Foundation has allocated over $300,000 towards equipment for COVID-19. They have purchased 4 new ventilators. One ventilator alone is $36,000. So just alone there, the investment by the foundation has been really incredible at making sure that our patients are well taken care of. And, you know, those are just a few scenarios. Another thing that has been really beneficial to our patient care is, of course, our visitor restrictions are in place. And in many cases, family is not allowed to visit. And we are gradually lifting those restrictions. But, you know, at a time where there is so much anxiety or vulnerability among patients, communicating with family members is vital. So we have invested in tablets for patients to communicate virtually with their family members and friends. And, you know, that alone is just a $75 investment. So if our donors, or if there's someone who is listening who feels like $75, I can do that. Not only will your $75 purchase one tablet, but with the match, you could purchase 2 tablets for our patients. And again, these are supplies that will be utilized for years and years to come.
No question. And, you know, the tablet thing is a real eye-opener, because, you know, a lot of folks go to the hospital for routine things, and, you know, something comes up and you have to stay at the hospital. You can't have your loved one with you for some reason, or some family member. What a great opportunity that is, you know, to have that kind of communication because of all the restrictions in place.
Definitely.
You know, speaking of video, I know we were talking during the break, there's some great resources online for people to take advantage of, including some videos, I understand.
Certainly. So, as I mentioned earlier in the program, if you go to justgiving.com/mercynogalagala, I really hope that you would be able to, I just turned it on. I was watching my video. not my video. Anyway, there are some really compelling videos that if you have the time to visit that website, we have videos by two of our COVID-19 patients who have recovered and are doing very well. And Dr. Andrew Smith, he, of course, was the first COVID-19 patient in Riley County and the first at Ascension Via Christi. He tells a little bit about his story. And then Amy Dalton, she is a healthcare worker in Manhattan as well. She spent a week in ICU with double pneumonia, liver failure, and COVID-19, and she is doing phenomenally well. And then the third video is one of our COVID-19 nurses. She has been working every day on her shift since March of last year, has been dedicated to working with COVID-19 patients. And it's compelling to hear their stories and to understand more about the care that patients receive at our hospital. And so I really would encourage, if you have the time and are interested, to take a look at those videos. We are also doing a large social media push with our Mercy No Gala. So it would be my hope that perhaps you might scroll across this on Facebook or Instagram, and you might be able to see those videos as well. But I really would recommend, if you get a chance, to see those videos. They're terrifically done, and we really appreciate our patients sharing their personal stories. You know, these are stories that oftentimes people don't really like to relive through a conversation. And both Andrew Smith and Amy Dalton have been willing to share their story with us and with you.
All right. The fundraising goal for the No Gala Gala, again, $90,000. And how great would it be to just smash that goal and just, you know, go well above that?
And exactly. And with over $40,000 in matching funds, I think we can do it. Last year, our gala netted over $66,000. And so we feel like, you know, if we have those donors who are compelled to give and believe in the mission and believe in what our local healthcare workers have worked so hard to do over the past year and care for our patients, not only today, but for decades to come, we hope that you will donate and donate today. Stay home, stay safe, and give generously to the Mercy No Gala Gala.
All right. Again, happening February 18th through the 28th. Again, those websites, justgiving.com/Mercy No Gala Gala. And the other one is mercyfdn.com. Is that right?
It's org. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mercyfdn.org.
Okay. So those are your websites, and we will have this information up online here in just a bit here at newsradiokman.com. If you miss any of this interview, we'll have it also up on our on-demand tab. So, you know, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, if they have the ability to give here, to consider doing so for the Mercy No Gala Gala 10-day online charity fundraiser. Tina, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Brandon. It's been my pleasure as well. Have a great day. Stay warm.